This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624.
That's 800-620-1624.
Running a business is like running a team. Every play counts. So Sean DeVore built DeVore Recruiting to help business owners succeed. And smart leaders know when to delegate. DeVore Recruiting makes hiring a virtual assistant simple and effective. Their team connects you with experienced professionals who handle admin, marketing, and client support so you can focus on growth. Choose from bronze, silver, or gold packages tailored to your needs. Visit DevoreRecruiting.com. That's DeVore, D-E-V-O-R-E, recruiting.com.
$12.5 billion. That's what Americans lost to fraud last year alone. And the scams targeting seniors are getting smarter. AI-generated voices, emails that look perfect. So I built a weekly scam alert specifically for seniors. Every Tuesday, you get a plain language email about the latest threats, what to watch for, what to delete. It's completely free. Just enter your email. And if you want more protection, we've got that too. StopThisScam.com. That's StopThisScam.com.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show. It's Tee to Green. I'm Jay Ritchie. How you doing, everyone? Welcome in. Tee to Green, stream live at sportsbyline.com. You can also hear us on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and worldwide on the American Forces Network. I'm Jay Ritchie, Robert DeCozzi in Master Control, Debbie O'Connell joining us today, and we've got a great guest lineup for you as well later in the hour. She won 29 times on the LPGA Tour and was inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame in 1999, but Amy Alcott may best be remembered for starting one of the most famous traditions in sports, the leap into Poppy's Pond at the 18th hole of the Dinah Shore Nabisco Championship. The Dinah Nabisco is no longer around, but the leap and the tradition live on. They still do it every year at the Chevron Championship, one of the majors, the first major on the LPGA Tour. Amy is also one of the American ambassadors at this weekend's Curtis Cup competition between the U.S. and Great Britain and Ireland going on in Los Angeles. And we've got Amy Alcott for you today here on Tee to Green coming up in the second half hour of the show. Our first guest, I'm not sure if he's ready to go yet or not, golf travel writer Mike May. Mike is back home in Florida after spending the past several weeks in jolly old England on what can only be called the golf trip of a lifetime. Mike was staying in castles, playing some of the best and oldest courses, oldest classic British courses, on an English links tour that also consisted of playing like six courses spread out in like 5 days. And is Mike on the line with us right now? Mike, are you there? Okay, I guess we don't have Mike yet, but Mike is with the IndianaGolfJournal.com, plus he contributes and writes and covers golf for 14 other golf publications and websites. He, as I mentioned, is based out of Florida, and a great, great trip, like I said, golf of a lifetime across the pond in England. He spent something like 2.5 weeks there, most of it playing golf. And do we have Mike on the line right now? Mike, are you there?
I am here. How are you doing?
Hey, great. How are you? Have you recovered from your trip?
I'm still doing laundry. But yeah, but it was a great trip, and was just about 10 days ago, and it was a magical trip, incredible weather. Golf courses were off the charts. Hospitality, second to none. There wasn't anything negative to it.
Mike May with us on Tee to Green, golf travel writer. Debbie, are you there? Did we get Debbie hooked up yet, too? Oh, I guess not. When Debbie gets on, she'll jump in as well. This was nothing new for you. You lived in England for a time, didn't you? And you also made, golf-wise and golf travel-wise, several previous trips there, right?
Yes, I actually was there from age 15 to 19, from 1977 to 1981, finished off high school over there. And that's where I really got exposed to the appeal of Lynx Golf. I was a member of the local West Cornwall Golf Club, the oldest golf course in the county of Cornwall, and I actually did play that course at the end of my trip. And I've always been interested in writing. When you combine a new interest in golf with writing, you get to be where I am today.
So tell us about the trip. When did it start, and where did it start?
I flew over to the UK on Memorial Day Monday night, the 25th of May, arrived in London on the 26th, picked up my rental car, and proceeded west to the county of Devon, which is one of the two southwestern counties in that extreme peninsula of England, and checked into the Saunton Sands Hotel, which is a luxury Art Deco hotel that overlooks the beaches and the coastline of the North Atlantic, and played two rounds at the Saunton Golf Club. They have two courses, Saunton East, Saunton West. To show you how good these courses are, Nick Faldo, who we all know that name, said if you put Saunton Golf Club in a more highly populated area with better hotels, better roads, things like that, infrastructure, it would have hosted an Open by now.
Ah, okay. So how's your game? Was it okay?
It got better as the week went on. The first day was kind of rough. I think I still had sort of playing legs, and the first day I actually played about 15 holes at Saunton West, came back the next morning and played Saunton East with a longtime friend of mine, and then that afternoon I went down to the community known as Westward Ho and played Royal North Devon, the oldest Lynx golf course in England, established in 1864. It is just pure, raw, rugged golf. The greens are spectacular. One of the neat things about Royal North Devon is that you have wild horses and sheep grazing in the rough.
In the rough.
I've been told that during the evening they will venture onto the fairway and eat the fairway grass, so they don't have to cut the grass there. It automatically gets down to a decent level for the golfers.
Four-legged lawnmowers.
Precisely. The great former British Open champion back in the early 1900s, J.H. Taylor, five-time Open champ, he was a member at Royal North Devon. Everyone who plays golf needs to make the pilgrimage. If you don't make it to St. Andrews up in Scotland, you definitely need to make it to Royal North Devon in the west of England.
That's a lot of golf in a short amount of time, and I imagine it's very, very different from the type of golf we play here in the U.S.?
It is. You know, as you get closer to the greens, you play a lot of shots along the ground, a little bump and runs. You look at the contours, and you take out your trusty 8-iron and just bump it along. The ground was hard and brown. They'd had some drought-like conditions, so drives would carry 225 and roll 275. So it was you definitely have to play for the bounce. And, of course, that was three rounds in 2 days. And then after that, I went on down the road to St. Enadoc in the northern part of Cornwall in the community of Rock. It is the number one rated golf course in Cornwall, and I think it's like 82nd best golf course in the world. It is everything and then some that you'd ever want in a Lynx golf experience. It is truly, you've got some, as I call, buried elephants out there in the fairways and the greens, and it's like, okay, I wonder how this ball is going to roll. And you're right there on the banks of the Camel Estuary, which is a river that feeds in the North Atlantic. It's some parts of the course are cut off in the winds, and some you're exposed. Again, the course condition was spectacular, and the greens were in many respects as good as you'll find at a British Open.
So that was on Thursday, on May 28th, St. Enadoc Golf Course, and you also had pretty good accommodations there, didn't you?
Yes, so I had two nights at the Saunton Sands Hotel for my two rounds at Saunton and Royal North Devon. And then I went down to Cornwall and stayed for two nights at the Carlisle Bay Hotel, which is in St. Austell, Cornwall, overlooking the south coast of Cornwall, under the northern part of the North Atlantic. And so I stayed there. It's everything that you would ever, every creature comfort that you would ever need in a hotel is taken care of. food is off the charts. I think English food is highly underrated. It was fantastic seafood, incredible lamb, soups, salads, desserts. But I walked it off every day. So the courses I played, carts really were not an option there in a few cases if you've got a medical certificate. But so after playing just one round on the Thursday, I played two rounds on the Friday in the morning at Carlin Bay. And then in the afternoon, I went over to Padstow in Cornwall and played Trevose, which is another Lynx golf course, where you can stand any part of that golf course and you can always hear the sound of the pounding surf. You can't always see the sea, but you can hear it. And so you know you're not far from the ocean.
How was the weather, Mike, while you were there?
85 degrees minimum, low 90s, no humidity. It was like Florida.
All right. Mike May, golf travel writer, with us. He recently returned from an English golf tour. He was there for several weeks, and in one stretch, he played like six courses over 5 days, some of the most classic British courses, and a good mix, too, of raw historic links, coastal and resort golf, and inland golf. And we're going to continue on the other side with more from Mike. And Debbie O'Connell will jump on and join us as well. This is Tee to Green, the golf show. I'm Jay Ritchie. We're back with more talking golf right after this.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
It's your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, on your smartphone. Lots of ways to listen to Tee to Green, the golf show. We're here every week talking golf. I'm Jay Ritchie. Our guest is Mike May, Florida-based golf travel writer. And before we continue on with Mike and the second part of our interview, let's welcome Debbie O'Connell back to the show today. Hey, Debbie, how you doing?
Hey, Jay, I am doing great. I mean, so many exciting things in the New Jersey, New York area going on. So, Knicks win. Woo, woo! I've been staying up very late watching those games. And then the World Cup, which will be at, they're calling the New Jersey, New York Stadium, or New York, New Jersey Stadium, which is normally MetLife Stadium, where the Giants and Jets play. So yeah. We will be hosting that major worldwide event. And it is so exciting to have all of this happening in the United States. I know we're not talking about the U.S. as much right today so far, but wow, there's sports, golf, it just can bring the world together. And the World Cup, FIFA World Cup is doing that. New York was brought together with the New York Knicks. Just incredible what sports can do for people and for connection, for the excitement we experience and how we all can come together.
Yeah, we'll have Amy Alcott joining us to kind of continue on that theme, talking about the Curtis Cup competition later in the show. Mike May, Florida-based golf travel writer, is our guest right now as we continue with Mike, who just got back. He's recuperating and recovering and doing laundry after a long trip across the pond overseas on an English links tour where he played golf at some of the most classic, raw, historic British golf courses, coastal and resort golf courses, and he played a little inland golf there too on the last day of his tour. And Debbie, if you got a question for Mike, I'll let you just jump in right now.
Well, since you mentioned recovering, recouping, and doing laundry, here's my first big question. At the end of the trip, Mike, what hurt more, your body, the scorecard, your ego? What were you struggling with, or all the laundry you had to do?
I think my ego was the one that took the biggest blow. But it all got better after the first day. The first day, I must have lost as many balls as holes I played, and I was thinking, I'm going to start investing in the British golf ball industry if I don't start hitting some straight shots. But I got a good night's rest, and the next day was better. But it's a very humbling game, and I always say that I play golf, I Ray-Ray golf. Sometimes I play like Ray Floyd, and sometimes like Ray Charles.
I love that. Well, one of the courses I'd love to hear more about, and I heard you talking about it, was Royal North Devon. It dates back to 1864 in England's oldest links course. When you tee it up at a course like that, with the kind of history that's under your feet, like, what are your thoughts and emotions in the moment? Are you just imagining the history behind? Like, what do you feel in that moment?
My biggest concern is make contact on the first tee and put that ball out in the fairway. Don't come to Royal North Devon and bring your C game. And fortunately, I did hit a good tee shot. But just the, you know, if you go in the clubhouse at Royal North Devon, there is a history of golf balls and clubs and things of that nature that's second only to what you have on display at St. Andrews. So not only does Royal North Devon have the history in the golf course, but they got it in the clubhouse too. So it's truly a pilgrimage you must take if you have any interest in the game of golf and its history. Tom Watson played there. His scorecard is on display. I think he shot 67. It's a different way of playing golf. And wind is ever present at Royal North Devon because you're just above the, beyond the nearby sand dunes, you've got the North Atlantic Ocean. And it's a walking game there. They have two golf carts. And you must have a medical certificate to use them. So it's a walking game. Most people bring a trolley or what we call a pull cart. And the distance between greens and tees is very minimal. So it's not that arduous of a walk. It's very flat. And you just think, oh, my gosh, at this point in my life, I'm playing golf at Royal North Devon. Of all the places in the world I could be, It's truly magical. And to think of the great players who've been there, like J.H. Taylor back in the 1890s and early 1900s, it truly is an honor and a privilege to be invited to play there. And I didn't take it for granted.
And did you're encouraging golfers to take this pilgrimage, as you called it, for golfers listening who are thinking, wow, I really would love to do that trip. What is your biggest piece of advice for planning a golf journey through Devon and Cornwall?
Yeah, well, that's the biggest issue many Americans have, is they can fly over to London. Then after that, they're a little bit confused about, you know, how you get to where you need to go. These courses are all very accessible by email, and you can set up tee times. In fact, I'm actually trying to, you know, lead a delegation of American golfers over there. If everyone took the trip and stayed where I stayed and played where I played, you come back thinking you had one of the greatest golf experiences you could ever imagine. And if there are any listeners out there, I'd be happy to lead you back. I know where to go, how to get there, where to stay, where to play, have fun, which pubs to visit. And but it's the logistics do take a little bit of prior planning. I worked in this for a number of months, and you also have to be very tolerant of the fact that you might have some inclement weather, but I had nothing but sunshine every day.
All right. Mike May is with us. He's just returned from a trip, an English Lynx tour overseas in Great Britain, Western England golf, where he played some classic British Lynx coastal and resort golf. For the first few days, Tuesday, May 26th through Friday, May 29th, heavy golf days. And, Mike, that brings us to Saturday, May 30th, in Bovey Castle and Bovey Castle Golf Course, which I read you liked that best of all, the last day, the last place.
You know, every day just was its own experience. I can't say that any one round was any better, but Bovey Castle was my only inland golf course, and not many people get to play golf in the shadows of a castle that's hundreds of years old. And the course was in terrific shape, and Bovey Castle Golf Club, and you have to go through Dartmoor to get there. So part of the adventure of playing there is actually traveling there. The accommodations are five-star. I only spent less than 24 hours there, and while there I played 18 holes of golf, went swimming in the pool, had breakfast, had dinner, and toured around and took some pictures. But it's definitely a place you want to go to for at least two or three nights. And again, it is so quintessential English. And again, the quality of the food was off the charts. Their chefs are really, they know how to put together some marvelous continental cuisine.
And tell us about where you stayed. It was an actual, honest-to-goodness, real castle, right?
It was. And you could have put 10 people in my room. It was massive. And again, it's Bovey as in lovey-dovey, B-O-V-E-Y, castle. And it's been an accommodation castle for now a number of years, but it dates back hundreds of years. And, of course, the other places I stayed at Carlin Bay Hotel, which is on the banks of the southern Cornwall coast. It is service spectacular, food brilliant, accommodations luxurious. And then I also stayed at the Staunton Sands Hotel in North Devon, and the view out to the beach from my third floor room was something that you would never imagine. Now, the ocean water is a little chilly, but I did get swimming. It's refreshing when you jump in that cool North Atlantic water. And but again, I was treated well. The places that I stayed were, you know, for the average person, they'll be quite affordable. And the convenience to the golf is great. That makes everything fun and not arduous. And again, you're staying in places that you probably never heard of, and you'll definitely want to come to again.
I know you posted stories and video on YouTube. If people want to find out more, check those things out, how can they do that?
My YouTube site is Mike May Golf. I also post a lot of these things to Facebook. So I will be posting for a number of days and weeks to come. My phone is filled with these short 25 to 35 second videos that I shot of the golf courses and gave a little description. And but I, you know, the English golf courses are as good and as the Scottish and Irish ones. They're just not as well publicized. The green fees are probably a little bit more affordable, more available. The weather's probably going to be a little bit better because you're further south and you're not far from London. So getting there and staying there is an off the beaten track experience that you'll want to repeat again.
From jolly old England back to Florida, and today right here with us on Tee to Green, fantastic journeys of Mike May, Florida-based golf travel writer. Mike, thank you so much. Third time was a charm. We've been trying to get Mike on the show the last couple of weeks. It didn't work out, but the third time was a charm and a great interview as well. Mike, thanks so much, and rest up, my friend, and get back out there.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
That's Mike May. We will take a quick break and more of Tee to Green to follow, including World Golf Hall of Famer Amy Alcott joining us next from the Curtis Cup right here on Tee to Green.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
The show by golfers for golfers. It's Tee to Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie along with Debbie O'Connell, and we're talking golf today. And Debbie, I was thinking, as far as our next guest goes, if I was to list all of her accomplishments in golf as the introduction, we wouldn't have time to do the interview, but I think everyone knows Amy Alcott. Just a quick thumbnail sketch here. World Golf Hall of Famer, 1999, 29 LPGA Tour wins, including five major championships. She was the LPGA Tour Rookie of the Year in 1975 and is still giving back. Oh, by the way, she's the person who started the leap into Poppy's Pond, too, at the Dinah Shore Nabisco Championship back when she won in 1988. The tradition that still lives on, even though the Dinah is no longer with us, they still do it at the Chevron Championship, the first ladies' major of the year. And Debbie Amy Alcott is still giving back to golf as well as a Curtis Cup ambassador for the United States this week in Los Angeles at the Curtis Cup competition. Happy to welcome Amy Alcott to Tee to Green. Hello, Amy.
Jay and Debbie, pleasure to be with you. Absolutely. Amy, you are amazing. You know, you were at the U.S. Open last week, so active, interviews galore, and a big part of the U.S. Open, you know, is in your hometown. And then this week, the Curtis Cup. When you are around these big events, what still excites you most about women's golf today?
Well, I think what you're seeing is that the sport has gotten so global. Number one is that you look at the leaderboard and they're coming from every quadrant of the world to play on the LPGA Tour. I think not only watching last week at the U.S. Women's Open, but also this week at the Curtis Cup at Bel Air Country Club, you're really viewing a modern-day woman athlete. You know, I always said, you know, somebody asked me about Nelly Korda last week, and I think, you know, they're stronger, they're fitter, they're they have tremendous perseverance, and there's more of them. And then as far as amateur golf, this week at the Curtis Cup, they're just crossing a small line to become a pro. All of those young ladies could be pros. So it just depends, obviously, if they want to make that choice in life. So, you know, I'm very encouraged about what I see.
And I tell you, Farrah O'Keefe has been impressive, right? Farrah O'Keefe, she's undefeated so far in the Curtis
Cup.
Yes,
very strong, and she played yesterday. Yeah, I mean, she's very strong. She played, she hits the ball a mile. I was out there yesterday. I'll be out there later today for the kind of the closing ceremony. I mean, they're strong, and they hit it a long ways, and I was also very impressed with so many of them. They're short games on a difficult course to, you know, make shots happen.
Farrah O'Keefe, University of Texas senior, and the Annika Award recipient is college golf's top player. She's trying to go unbeaten at the Curtis Cup. She's 4-0 with the singles matches. Coming up today, Amy Alcott. Amy, I mentioned you're the ambassador, the U.S. ambassador for the Curtis Cup. What is that? What's that do? What's that role all about?
Well, I happen to be a member at Bel Air Country Club, and gratefully, and as well as Riviera. Last week, I was also an ambassador. It's, you know, attending a lot of events, interacting with both teams. I happen to know both teams' captains. There are Michelle Wee was a ambassador this week, a member of the club who's also on the LPGA board. Maddie Kleiner is a member of the club, and also Heidi Huberoff. We just have a role of being goodwill ambassadors for Bel Air Country Club, but also the game of golf in general, both professional and amateur.
I guess we
for
should
those
tell
who
people
may not know the Curtis Cup.
That's what I was going to do, a little explanation about the Curtis Cup. So take it,
Perfect.
Deb.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was just going to explain that it's amateur female golfers, and it's U.S. versus Great Britain and Ireland. And this doesn't go to 14 or 14 and a half like the Ryder Cup and Solheim Cup. Today, the U.S. needs 10.5 to reclaim the cup, where Britain, Great Britain and Ireland need just 10. But the U.S. does have the lead going into singles 7-5. And how does that feel, Amy, when you are at a major event like this, you're representing your country? What are the thoughts and emotions that you've experienced in these situations, and what do you think these girls are going through?
Well, I never played on a Solheim Cup team. I was an alternate just before I turned pro. I didn't remain an amateur that long because I turned pro at 18. But I see how much, obviously, playing for your country is a different animal versus playing for yourself. I feel watching them, there's a sense of freedom, but also, a camaraderie that's very special, playing for your country. And, I can tell that there's a level of excitement. They're happy to be here playing one of the great courses in the world. Another great George Thomas design. You know, the tours had the chance this week of last couple of weeks of playing two really fabulous golf courses, Riviera and Bel Air. So I think there's a real sense of pride and wanting to be here.
And you got to spend some time with Joanne Carner, also a World Golf Hall of Famer. You know, especially when it comes to USGA, you won U.S. Girls Junior, USGA Girls Junior, and the U.S. Women's Open. And Joanne is 8-time USGA champion. What was it like spending some time with her again?
Well, Joanne was a wonderful friend and mentor early in my career when I came on the tour, both she and her husband, Don. And I competed against her, but we also had a nice camaraderie together. And, you know, she's well into her 80s, and she's just an amazing, you know, has a great memory and love of the game. And it was really nice. It was 50 years since she had won her last U.S. Open, so the USGA was celebrating that. She had never been to Riviera Country Club and drove around in a cart. And it was just really nice to see her again since we've obviously been removed from the LPGA, you know, tournament play for quite a while. So it was really nice to spend time with her. And she's always pretty jovial and upbeat.
Joanne Carner, just
well, both
one of the
you
great
have great
players.
Personalities, so it must be great.
One of the great players that you played against in your career. I was looking, how's this for a list? Judy Rankin, Jan Stevenson, Pat Bradley, Patty Sheehan, Betsy King, Donna Capone, Beth Daniel, Julie Inkster. Just some, and in the majors that you won, these were the people that finished right behind you, Amy, Nancy Lopez, Hollis Stacey, Beth Daniel, Kathy Whitworth, and Dottie Pepper. That's a pretty good list and some pretty good competition. what was it like playing golf at that time on the LPGA Tour?
Well, I look at when I was playing full-time as kind of, I mean, when we all get together, I think many of us feel we lived in a golden age of women's golf. Golf was a business, but it wasn't a big business the way it is now. It's grown by leaps and bounds. We were very competitive with each other. I can't say we were close friends in any way, but we all had a little bit of an edge to each of our own. And, you know, I enjoyed playing when I played. It was the cards that were dealt to me. And I feel fortunate to have played them pretty well.
When you were coming down the stretch of those majors, and there's other amazing golfers right there with you, chasing you, you're chasing it throughout the event, what is the key to winning? If there's amateur golfers listening who maybe struggle coming down the stretch of either their best round ever or they're about to win the club championship, what's the key, Amy, to success in those situations?
Well, I think winning is a byproduct of playing well. You don't set out with a goal to win. You set up with a goal to be consistent. Consistency is really what success is all about. But winning is not easy. You know, as I told Nellie Korda last week, winning the U.S. Open is really, really hard. It's not only your golf game, it's managing your emotions. And managing your emotions can be very scary. It can be very scary to kind of follow through. It can be very scary to win, because then all your dreams come true. Everything you've wanted ever since you were a little kid on the front lawn putting like I did for into soup cans, it was, you know, to finally say this is for the U.S. Open is a pretty amazing feat. And so I just think that you have to play golf and play with freedom and play with, you know, and just let it fly and realize everybody's going to make mistakes. It's pretty much who makes the fewest mistakes.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it. Ladies golf, the LPGA golf, lost a lot as far as history and tradition goes when the tour and the golf left the desert and the Dinosaur Nabisco Classic major championship and moved it to Houston for the Chevron. But they did not lose the tradition of leaping into the pond after the finish of the tournament on the 18th green. Was there some concern on your part, Amy, that maybe that was going to go away too?
Well, I didn't really know what was going to happen. Obviously, what I did was I didn't know that it would turn into such an iconic thing in women's golf. I always tell young players, you don't win very often. You better embrace your stardom when it happens. And so it was a moment of excitement in 88 to do it with my caddy, Bill Curry, and then to do it again with Bill and Dinah Shore again in 91, which turned out to be my last LPGA win. But when the tournament was basically purchased or a new sponsor, like Chevron came in, they sadly moved it away from the desert to Houston, but they've really tried to do an amazing job and embrace everything about making that tournament better. It will never be the Dinah Shore. It'll never be that Palm Springs ambiance and all of that. It's kind of a whole different tournament now. And they're building a new pond at Memorial Park so the player can jump in the water.
Yeah. All right. Amy, you got to come back someday, and we'll just talk about the whole Poppy's Pond thing, how it all kind of began and what you were thinking and the follow-up and the one of the most iconic moments in all of sports with the lady who started it, Amy Alcott, our guest today here on Tee to Green. Good luck to the U.S. team in the final round today of the Curtis Cup, and thanks for joining us today on Tee to Green. Amy, have a good Sunday.
Thank you very much.
My
Amy
pleasure.
Alcott.
Thank you.
Yeah, at Bel Air Country Club in Los Angeles. More of Tee to Green right after this.
Mm-hmm.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
The fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf, tee to green. Not done yet. Debbie, there's a lot of great golf to check out today. We mentioned the Curtis Cup, the U.S. versus Great Britain and Ireland. Final round today, U.S. takes a 7-5 lead into the final day at Bel Air Country Club. And today it's singles, 8 singles matches starting around 2 o'clock Pacific time. And if folks want to watch, they can check it out on the Golf Channel.
And should check out the LPGA Tour today, Jay. History was made. History was made at the tour. Julie Inkster, the oldest player ever to make a cut in an LPGA Tour event. She teamed up in this team event that's the Dow with Angel Yang. They are tied for 8th at -7.
That's the Dow Championship in Michigan. The Seniors Tour Champions in Des Moines for the Principal Charity Classic. Zach Johnson, Scott Henn, Brett Quigley all tied at 12 under. And the PGA Tour in Canada, the RBC Canadian Open in Toronto, two Americans, Jackson Suber and Bud Cauley, at the top of the leaderboard there. It's all later today on CBS. Thanks to Mike May for joining us today, and a big thanks to Amy Alcott for joining us as well here on Tee to Green. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a great week, everyone. Until next time, get out, play some golf, and hit them long, hit them straight.